This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to The Christian Gentleman with Roy Knight.
Hello, my name is Roy Knight for The Christian Gentleman. Just north of Redmond, Oregon, is a place called Smith Rock State Park. Smith Rock is an awe-inspiring place. It is beautiful. If you can Google a picture of it, you will see what I mean. It's not like it's a big, huge mountain in the middle of the Rockies, nor is it capped with snow like other mountains. What makes Smith Rock so picturesque is that whenever you drive into the park, you're entering in on a mesa. When you park, you can walk over to the edge of the mesa and look down into a small valley with a small river running through it. I have seen deer wading in the tall grass by the river. Then immediately across the river, Smith Rock juts almost straight up out of the ground with sheer cliffs. This is a great place for rock climbers, and often we will see them on the cliff's face. There is a place that leads down from the mesa, and it goes across the river. The steep path to the right winds around to the back of Smith Rock, where hikers can, with much effort, stand at the top and look over Redmond and see the snow-capped peaks of Mount Jefferson, Mount Washington, and the Three Sisters. People come from near and far to see Smith Rock. When we were there, we saw people from many different nationalities, and certainly people from different parts of the country. Smith Rock is just one rock in the beautiful country in which we live. There are many other awe-inspiring places in this country for certain. I once met a French man in my travels who said, "I don't know why you Americans travel to Europe to see the sights. Everything you could ever want is right here." We are indeed blessed as Americans, but the beauties of nature are found all around the world. This beauty has led some to revere nature. They consider that nature is the end-all and be-all of everything. This is probably a natural conclusion when so many people have been taught evolution. Some have concluded that the earth is their mother and that she has created all life. This thinking has led some into the worship of the earth and perhaps possible deities that may dwell within her. The Bible, on the other hand, tells us that the earth is not our mother, but that all things were created by the hand of God in the beginning. Genesis chapter 1 gives us the details of his creative ability. Yet mankind tends to worship the things that are seen and fail to give credit to those things that are unseen. If you will, listen to the passage found in Romans chapter 1 and verses 20 and following. It begins this way: "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanliness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever." Does that sound familiar? Let's give credit to whom credit is due. God made all of creation for us to enjoy. But the creation is not the end-all, be-all. This creation is merely a place for us to live. Our homes are simply a place for us to stay. Yet there is a bigger purpose than our home. Likewise, outside of nature, God's purpose is found in his salvation of humanity. The details of God's plan has been penned in the Bible, which helps us to understand the great thought in which he put into our salvation, as well as the great sacrifice that he endured through the sacrifice of his Son Jesus Christ for us. I appreciate God's creation, but God's purpose is found in his saving mankind from their sins and to reunite us with a proper relationship with him in eternity. As Jesus said in Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Smith Rock is beautiful, but I would rather have the Rock of Ages. If you would like to know more about God's plan for our salvation, why not call or write my friends at the Ulaga Church of Christ, and they would be glad to send you some free information. That's all I have for right now. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. May the Lord bless you as you seek to do his will, and I'll see you next time on The Christian Gentleman.
We thank you for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on several social media platforms now. You can find us not only on Facebook, but you can also can find us on Tumblr. You can also find us on the Twitter alternative known as Telegram, and on the Facebook alternative known as MeWe. We hope you enjoyed this program. We hope you will share with others. And as always, we thank you for listening.